You're very, very charitable.
We've both been given a lot, honestly. And it's fun to especially give your time and your talents. You know, if somebody's trying to raise money and they go, we just want to create a fun environment. We'll go, well, golly, music is, that's the best environment.
Absolutely. I think the last time I saw you was on Celebrity Apprentice. And I thought it was the coolest thing ever to help Trace Adkins. And you brought a $75,000 check.
Yes, and that was from several different organizations in Nashville. That was a lot of fun. I didn't see it when it was on TV. My friend who I was with was mortified that cameras were there while we were eating meatballs.
You know, and I don't think they showed you eating meatballs. I don't know if I remember that on TVs.
I just laughed. I think when you're not used to having a camera aimed at you a lot, you're kind of scared about unflattering shots. And when you've had more than your share of unflattering shots, you kind of get over it.
So would you ever do a reality show?
Not right now. I mean, I did a show called Three Wishes.
Yeah, I remember it. It was great.
Oh, my goodness. It was exhausting. But I've been invited to do different things, Dancing with the Stars. I just got invited to do this show. It sounds awful. Called Celebrity Wife Swap.
Don't do it. No. No, don't do that.
No, of course not. I'm not, you know, I'm just like everybody else. There's hardly enough time in the day to get done the things that really matter. And so leaving home for 6 weeks to go get in shape dancing is not the top of my priority list. I mean, I think it's fun to watch. I've known Wynonna Judd for many years. I did YouTube her cha-cha performance. You can't help but want to cheer for people that you've known for a while.
And in Sioux Falls, what can we expect from your show? Is it going to be a lot of old stuff? Or with a new album coming out, I'm assuming a lot of new music.
We'll do at least one new thing, maybe more. My experience when I go to shows, you know, if somebody says, I've got a new record coming out, you know, one or two songs is interesting, but you don't have any attachment to new songs, you know, and if you've paid whatever exorbitant ticket price concerts charge these days, you know, if I'm in the crowd, I go, would you please do the song I know all the harmony to?
Right.
So I'll probably do a couple of songs. One fun thing about this new record is some people whose music I have loved for a long time, I invited to sing on this record.
Who?
And James Taylor is singing on the record, Carole King, Sheryl Crow, my husband, Vince Gill.
Name dropper.
Yep. More recent artists, one fellow that grew up in Franklin, Tennessee named Will Hogue. I love his performance. And the song that he's singing with me on this new record is a song called Shovel in Hand. And I wrote it following the funeral of one of my son's good friends when they were teenagers.
Oh.
Hmm.
And, you know, to me, the real gift of music is that it connects us to each other. You know, you can write a song about a gut-wrenching experience, and somebody else can hear it and go, my, it crushed me to see my child go through a life-changing experience, too. I know exactly how that feels.